Parsha Vayeshev, we have the story of Yosef and Eshet Potiphar. And the story, the Torah tells us that she tried again and again that she wanted to have relations with Yosef. And finally, we know the big event is when she finally grabs him and corners him, and he's alone, and he has to run away and leave his shirt. That's the big event. But beforehand, there were days that it says, Yom Yom, each day she tried to do it. V'tomer shechvayimi. And this happened each day. And he had to give arguments and explanations as to why he can't be with her. So in Pasuk Tet, the Pasuk tells us, Einenu gadol b'bayit hazeh mimeni. There's nobody above me in this household. Right? That he put me in charge. V'lo chasach mimeni miyome. He kept nothing from me. Kim otach asher at ishto. You, his wife. That's it. V'chaseh rak dola zot. How can I do this bad thing to him? V'chatati l'alokim and sin to Hashem. So what is Yosef's argument here? What is this Ech Aseh Ra'a G'dola Azot? So a very common explanation, because it's already in Shas, is Ech Aseh Ra'a G'dola Azot is referring to the sin, the chet, the arayot, the having relations with another man's wife. The Gemara in Erechin tells us, Kol Masaper Lashon Hara, it's like the cardinal three sins, Gilei Arayot, Shechit Adam, Varazara. And it does it based on the word gadol that appears in those three contexts. That, for example, in Avodah Kachavim, it says, Anachatam azeh chata'a gdola. And in Shvich Adamim, it says, gadol avonim in so, about Kayin. And here, this pasuk is the pasuk that it gives for Gilei Arayot. Ech eseh hara'a ha'gdola hazot. So it's talking about Arayot. The second thing that you have to note is, what is it that that he didn't put in Yosef, that Potiphar didn't put Yosef in charge of? It says, Lo chasach mimeni me'umakim otach basher at ishto. So, simplest explanation is that you're in charge of everything in the house besides my wife. There's me, my wife. That's the hierarchy. We're on top. And then you. As Unklus puts it, Badil da'ati today, everything but you. You, his wife. Everything but you. So there's an addition of the Sforno by Rav Kupperman. Rav Kupperman was a longtime Rebbe in Michlala, which is a seminary in Yerushalayim for Chutznikim, and that's like the smaller part of the program. A much larger part of the program is it's a women's teacher's college in Israel, like for Israelis. And he was a longtime Rebbe there, and he has editions of certain Mefarshim. He has an edition of Meshech Chachma. He has an edition where he wrote very scholarly footnotes. So he points out that he thinks that this Sforno is saying, you know what? I disagree with the Pshat and Unklus. And this Gemara, also, I don't think that's the Pshat. The Sforno is saying, Gemara may be teaching that, and it's a wonderful idea that Kol Masaper Lashon Hara is like Gilei Arayot and Shechit Adam and Avodah Zarah. But that's a drash, and it's allowed to do that. But that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. How does the Sforno read the Pasuk? So the Sforno says, the first part of the statement, Eineni gadol b'bayit hazeh, v'lo chasach mimeni me'uma, ki motach b'asher ishto, there's one part of the statement, and then there's a second part, v'chatati le'elokim. Meaning, what is it that he didn't put me in charge of? Ki motach b'asher at ishto, binyan ha'ishut bilvad. In other words, I'm just not allowed to be with you, not allowed to have relations with you. That's all he... But in terms of finances and the run of the house, Potiphar actually put Yosef above Eshet Potiphar. Yosef's in charge of everything but that. Okay, that's the first shot this Sforno has. See that Unklus is saying, no, wife's on top. No, only just stay away from my wife. But in terms of the run of the house, he's in charge. But the more important point, the one that I want to focus on, is the Hara'ah Gdola Azot. What's the Hara'ah Gdola Azot? And what does that have to do with the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk, V'chatati L'lokim? So the Sforno says, Hara'ah Gdola Azot is L'shalim Ra'ah Tachatova. Potiphar did good things for me. He put me in charge. I have a good life now. I used to be lingering in a prison, and now I'm in charge of the whole place. And how could I, you know, not return the favor? How can I, the opposite, how could I do a disfavor to him after he did such favor to me? Shalim Ra'a Tacha Tov is the opposite of Hakaras HaTov. In other words, this would be doing negative, the not returning the favor, but the opposite of ruin. The guy did you a favor, and now I'm going to, quote-unquote, stab him in the back. So he says, look at the pasuk. Is referring to Lo chasach mimeni mumah ki motach. How could I do, after he did all these great things for me, kol asher yesh lo natan biyadi, how could I turn around and do that to him? How could I turn around and stab him in the back by doing something to him? And then chatati lelokim, that's the arayot. In other words, Yosef is making two arguments. One is the lack of a karas hatov, the not showing appreciation, in fact, doing the opposite, but showing disappreciation by hurting the hand that feeds him. And the second one is the arayot. So the Sforno is saying, the Shalem Ra'a Tachat HaTov, the Ikar, the Echa Se'a Ra'a Gdola Zot. What's the Ra'a Gdola? That's not the arayot. That's the lack of Akar Zatov. The lack of Akar Zatov is referred to in the Pasuk as Ra'a Gdola Zot. Now, knowing in mind that the Gemara uses the Echa Se'a Ra'a Gdola Zot for a Shvira Damun Gili Arayot of Vodazara, so what is the Sforno saying? Ra'a Gdola Zot is a lack of Akar Zatov. Now, I'm not going to get into Shad and Alach Alamasa of saying, in other words, if a person comes up to you and says, I'm going to kill you if you're not Makir Tov and you do it, and you have to kill yourself, okay? It's a homiletic idea. The homiletic idea is the harag, the la'azot, is that it's really bad. In other words, Yosef has two arguments to make to Eshet Potiphar. Eshet Potiphar is saying, I want to have relations with you. You're beautiful and I want you. And what does he say? Two arguments. One, Gilui Arayot, you're married. But also, and no less, that would be a lack of Akarat HaTov. Okay? In other words, how bad is he saying lack of Akarat HaTov is, or in fact, it's more than a lack of Akarat HaTov, but again, it's doing the opposite. How bad is that? It's as bad as another argument on the level of saying, no, I can't do it, that's Gilui Arayot. So from this, Pshat of the Sforno saying, the Gemara, which is saying that Echas HaRa'a Gdola Hazot is about a riot, he says, no, that's not about a riot. The riot is the end of the pasuk, Chatati Lelokim. The Echas HaRa'a Gdola Hazot is about not returning the favor, about a lack of a Karat HaTov, and worse. So he's saying, we have an important lesson to learn. Echas HaRa'a Gdola Hazot, think about in our lives, all the times that people do good for us, and instead of doing good and appreciating the good they do, not only do we not appreciate it, but sometimes we do bad to them in return. So we have to be careful to always have a Karat HaTov, because we have to be able to ask ourselves always, Echa Se'a Ra'a Gdola Hazot, to not return the favor to the person who did such good for us.